Church, didn't he share stories too sometimes from about the disciples or of previous Advents or things that would happen? I know you had a lot of stories during Muhammad's time, but also during Buddha's time, did he tell you about what happened after he dropped his form as Buddha?
Buddha?
Yeah.
Well, yes. He did not tell us. But the thing is that what happened from the history, that is, of Buddha, we come to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, some group, you see, those who were around him, you know, they knew about what he had said and all that, but then those who were at the periphery, they said, no, we had heard this way and that way. There was all mix-up, there was confusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's very well narrated in the life of Buddha.
In the life of Buddha.
Yes.
I was reading something about that recently. It's about why Buddhism didn't last in India. People say Jainism did. They were contemporaries.
Mahavir and Mahavir was a contemporary. What was that?
So the Buddhists didn't care enough for one another. The community itself. So they didn't support each other. They never bonded well. So
that's how the Sufis formed. Sufis also happened the same way. Those who had lived with Muhammad and had heard what he had said, and those who had come in contact with Muhammad through hearsay of people, you see, and the traders and all that, they had heard it differently and all that. There was little difference of opinion. So those who had really lived with him and said, no, Rasulullah has said this, and that, they were, you may call it, excommunicated. So they had to go away in the desert and serve what you call the traders over there and all those people. And they used to live only on dates, you see. They were given as payment dates, and their only dress was Suf, means the camel's wool clothes. That's why they were known as Sufis, who followed the very kernel of the teaching of the Lord. And the others who adhered to the husk, you see, they spread the Islam. And those who were there, they got segregated, and then Sufism came into. And from Sufism, many heroes sprung out, you see, the real gems.